gets the snap. He will throw, looking deep, left side. It's caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. Throws right side of the end zone. Hopkins with the grab. Does he keep both feet in? Yes! Touchdown! The Texans win it!
So, DeAndre, it seems like just yesterday we were at OTAs. It was kind of your first one. Everybody had all eyes on you. You were, you know, you kind of stepped up, had confidence right away. But how much different, I know it's early on, is this your second year than it was that rookie year for you last year?
It's a lot of difference in the preparation, the way I prepare myself for each practice, the things I do on and off the field to become a better player. Last year I was just kind of going, you know, day in and day out. But now, you know, I have a schedule, I have a plan on what I'm going to do throughout the week.
Any part of that plan or anything you can share with us what you are actually doing?
Yeah, you know, dieting right, you know, just making sure I get plenty enough fluids and eating the right meals to come out each day and have a good practice.
So, again, early on, but just talk about what you've seen from this coaching staff and how different it is from that aspect.
These are great guys. You know, I'm not going to sit here and try to compare the two, but it's different. I can say that.
Different because, I mean, one word that we keep coming up with and hearing a lot and Bill O'Brien has talked about is the up-tempo. You can hear it in the music. You can kind of see it out there already. But is that kind of one of the differences you're referring to?
Yeah, he's a passionate guy. You know, you might think you're getting away with something, but he's on you. Or a lot of eyes are on you, and they're going to critique you. They're going to make sure you get, you know, the best. They get the best out of you each day.
And how about just, you know, just overall, I mean, obviously Andre Johnson is not out here. I'm not really asking you to comment on him, but just how do you take advantage of the extra time, the extra reps, and just kind of being the guy out there right now?
I'll just go out and do my job. I feel like all the wide receivers out there feel the same. You know, we hear it in the media day in and day out about Andre. You know, he's a big brother to us. You know, we still talk to him, but we just go out there and do our job.
A few young guys out there now, and you're still a young guy, but because you are kind of that guy out there, do you sometimes or have you seen yourself taking on that big brother role at all yet?
Yeah, I have. A lot of younger guys are out there kind of messing up. I feel like I'm not a second-year guy. You know, the way the coaches treat us, the starters, you know, they treat us like we're vets, and that's how we're supposed to be treated. Like, we're supposed to go out there and be perfect, and that's how we act. But the young guys, they're picking it up, but I catch myself a lot of times, you know, talking to them, telling them to do things right. I listen to the coach.
So go back to last season a little bit, your rookie season. How would you overall grade or rate yourself? What were the positives? What do you like, what you did, and what would you like to improve on?
I would grade myself a C plus. It was average because it was 2-14 mainly. I would like to have more touchdowns, be able to finish catches, have more yak yards than I did. But I would say catching the ball is probably a positive. Just being able to catch last year was a good thing.
2-14, you mentioned it, obviously not where this team wanted to be. No one had any thoughts that it would be that kind of a season. How forward are you individually and as a team looking to just turning that page and moving on to next season?
Oh, I can't wait for the first game against the Redskins. I got some guys at Washington. I've already been talking junk to them. You know, I went to high school with one of the guys on the team, so it's a friendly competition. But we can't wait to erase that memory out of our heads. We already have, honestly. You know, we're not going to wait to the season. As soon as we stepped out here, that was gone.
Just from a quarterback standpoint, as a receiver, not really knowing yet, it's going to be different, obviously. Last year, you know, it was mixed up a little bit as well. But any different preparations, or how do you kind of approach it mentally, not knowing exactly how that's going to play out?
I just try to get reps with each quarterback just to kind of build chemistry with each one. And I think the guys do the same thing with other wide receivers and the quarterbacks as well. We're not really sure, you know, who's going to start, but we got four great quarterbacks and Savage as well. So it's going to be a good friendly competition between all four of those guys.
So tell us what you did this offseason.
I trained well. I did a lot of fishing, hanging out on lakes with family, and basically just working out, running a lot of hills and all that good stuff.
Biggest fish you caught was?
It wasn't that big. It was a catfish, actually. It wasn't. It was all right. It was about 9 pounds. But, you know, in the lake where I'm from, you know, it's kind of big.
All right. Thanks so much and good luck.
No problem. Thank you.